It's SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prater, Scott Jackson. Give us a follow on Twitter at SB Nation Radio or hit us up on Facebook on the SB Nation Radio page. And joining us right now from SB Nation DC to talk some Wizards as we get a lot of names that are getting in the draft, some people not getting in the draft. Mike Katz joins us to talk about what it all means to the Wizards. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm good. We're good. We're a little, I mean, you were upset this week, and I think I share your frustration that, Jesus, nobody is in this draft. There's nobody. I just listened to your open, Scott, and you're like, you're some people that are in this draft. I was like, who's in
Kyrie
this draft?
Kyrie Irving, Derek Williams, all the kids from Kentucky. Yeah, I mean, Harrison Barnes is out. Harrison Barnes is out. That's, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, there's some good players still in the draft. Right. I mean, it just matters where the Wizards. Hey, if they're one of the top two picks, you know they're going to get a quality
player.
But
you're a little optimistic. Yes. Mike, where do you stand on this? Are you this kind of draft pool that seems to be coming together right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of like you guys just said, it's sort of a two-man draft, and after that, there's a whole lot of questions there, which is sort of a shame for the Wizards who. You know, when Sullinger and Barnes and Perry Jones were still in the draft, you know, 3, 4, 5, these wouldn't have been a terrible place to pick for them. Now it looks like, you know, do you get one of those top two picks or, you know, are you kind of fishing, you know, after that?
Well, Mike, you look at the Wizards situation, certainly a lot of it boils down to whether or not, you know, they get within the top three or the top two. Obviously, it would be great to have the number one overall pick again, but I don't think there's much of a question, is there? I mean, if the Wizards can get a big guy, that's exactly what they have to do, correct?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, John Wall spoke about it, you know, during his end of the season media interviews. He said, you know, he thought a big man and maybe a wing player would sort of be helpful. So I think those are probably the two biggest areas. I mean, a small forward would be, you know, nice as well. And then maybe later on in the draft in the second round or with that 18th pick, maybe finding a backup point guard for John. But definitely those, you know, it seems like no matter where they pick, they're going to find someone that can fit in if they're good enough to do so. But yeah, a big guy definitely wouldn't hurt.
Now, this is kind of a bit of a change of pace, but you mentioned it, so I'll ask you. What did you think of John in his kind of final media session of the season after the final home game saying, yeah, we need X and X? You know, he's a rookie, and he's already saying this is what we need. I thought that was really interesting. What was your take on that?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, too. You know, obviously there are guys on the roster that play those positions, and he wasn't shy about you know, saying where he thought they could, you know, improve their talent. So I sort of like to hear it from him, honestly, because, you know, as a leader for the team, he has shown that he's not going to, you know, the Wizards talked about how people were sort of touchy at the beginning of the season in terms of criticizing each other, sort of feeling out that situation. And I like to see John sort of assert himself and say, you know, these are areas where we really do need to get better.
We're here with Michael Katz, Wizards editor for SB Nation DC, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson and Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan. Well, you look at you know, the season John Wall put together. You know, when he was on the floor, obviously he was very, very good throughout the year as a rookie. Although Blake Griffin's probably going to edge him on the Rookie of the Year voting when it's all said and done.
Edge him.
Yeah, exactly. No, blow him away. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
Crush him. We'll crush him on the Rookie of the
Year. I'm going to have to screen your statements from now on for the rest of the show.
Beat him either way. He's not going to win Rookie of the Year, most likely. But a very successful rookie season for John Wall. With the rest of the team, though, we've often talked about this, Michael, when you say, okay, we know we got John Wall in, fill in the blank. Who else do you feel that way about after this season?
That's already on the roster?
Yeah, that's on the roster that you feel like, you know what, these guys, they're fine. We'll just put pieces around them.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, I think despite everything, JaVale is a guy that showed that I think he's a guy that sort of can fit into the bigger picture, maybe not as the star or one of the cornerstones, but, you know, as he continues to improve his sort of defensive understanding to go with the sort of talent that he obviously has and the freakishness athletic-wise, I think he's a guy that you have to look at, you know, keep around and build around. And I sort of get the sense that he will sort of fit into that plan and will go where John's leading the team. Jordan Crawford was a guy that was really interesting, and you know, I don't want to start the whole Jordan Crawford versus Nick Young conversation, but he definitely filled in there and made you think that maybe, you know, depending on the kind of money that Nick Young wants, the Wizards might be better off just sticking with him. You know, I think those are the guys that I see that are sort of there already. I mean, Othias Jeffers is a guy that you're not going to build a team around, but I'd like to see him back in Washington. You know, I guess the one guy that I haven't mentioned is Andre Blatch, and I think that's probably the biggest question, is what his role is in Washington, if he remains there.
You mentioned a bunch of guys' names. Are there any of them where you look at it and you say, the Wizards have a chance to take a player who plays this guy's position with whatever pick they have in the draft? And, you know, I know it's a weak draft, so this is why I'm throwing this out there. They should not take that position because they have player X. Obviously, point guard is the one that you know of, but are there any other positions like that on this team?
Yeah, I guess the one thing that I was thinking is, you know, this prospect from the Congo, Bismack Biyombo, and I might have just butchered his name.
That's okay, and he's not listening.
No, you don't know that. Yeah. You don't know that.
He might be. We don't know that.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, I was thinking about him just because, you know, he's a guy that the type of intriguing prospect that has sort of been rising with scouts because of the lack of depth in the draft. And so after these first two guys, you kind of have to decide, do you want a solid four-year player from college that might make a rotation, or do you want to try and hit a home run with one of these sort of more unknown quantities? But I think you know, ideally, JaVale gives you, you know, an interior defender. So maybe you'd want to find a guy in the post that could do a little more scoring on the block. Mike, I know you talked to JaVale about his, you know, budding post game.
She thinks it's a lot better than Flip Saunders does.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I think Flip and probably all Wizards fans would take a little sigh of relief if they didn't have to feed him the ball on the block all the time. But there's really nothing besides outside of point guard where I would really shy away from. I think if you find a guy that can play, you know, score down low and rebound, or, you know, a wing player, either of those guys will be able to find playing time if they're any good.
Yeah, you would think so at this point. But how big of a difference do you think the draft is just because of a Harrison Barnes lately? I mean, we knew Solinger was out a long time ago. He made that clear from the second the season ended. But how big of a blow is the Harrison Barnes thing? Because he, as well as Derek Williams, seem to be the two guys that most Wizards fans are really talking up, you know, after the college season started rolling here with the March Madness stuff.
And don't forget about Perry Jones, too, who I think a lot of people thought he was going to be in the draft also.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those guys pulling out, you know, the three that you mentioned especially, it's huge for the Wizards. I mean, you're talking about a team that's probably going to be picking in the 4 or 5 range, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sure. And these are spots where those guys would have been good picks, and those guys would have been able to come in and help. And now, if you don't get one of these top two picks, sort of like I was alluding to before, you're kind of looking at, well, do I want to reach for Terrence Jones from Kentucky, who probably shouldn't go that high, but maybe fits the Wizards roster a little bit better? And do we want to deal with that? Do we want to, you know, take one of these European big guys? There's, you know, two or three that the most mock drafts seem to have in the top, you know, 5 or 10. So it really sort of goes from getting, you know, a known quantity to an extent that Wizards fans could be excited about, that, you know, from the team could really step in and probably contribute right away, to sort of trying to figure out, you know, where do we even want to go with this. And so I think those guys pulling out makes a huge difference, especially to those teams in sort of the middle of the lottery right after those top picks.
All right. Hey, great stuff. Michael Katz, SB Nation DC Wizards editor. Check out his piece right now up on the site. Appreciate your time, and it will be interesting as we get closer to the lottery to see what the Wizards do. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there's Michael Katz. Coming up, Dan Shifraw from SB Nation DC as we talk Redskins draft as the clock is ticking here on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan.